we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. We are so thankful that you have tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are thankful to have you part of the radio audience. And my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street. And we would like to say happy Independence Day week to you. We do have schedule changes this week. I dropped kids off for camp yesterday. We'll be picking them up later this week. We don't have any midweek service on Wednesday night. And then our kids ministry is taking the month of July off. Our ministry team, many of them are going away on vacation, and with kids being away at camp and stuff like that, it's just easier for us with the logistics, with the small labor pool that we have, to just go ahead and say, you know what, we're going to refresh, we're going to retool, and we will reload for kids ministry beginning in August once again. So that tells you a little bit about what's coming up. I hope you are having plans to celebrate with your family and friends. Tomorrow, as we celebrate the freedom, freedom isn't free. And the liberty that we have is not the liberty to go and do as we want. We now have freedom to go and do as God would have us to do. In spite of what modern history books may be teaching you, the original history books will tell you that people came to America so that they had freedom to worship God. There were state religions that were taking place, and with those state religions, anybody who didn't line up, they were persecuted, and they were forbidden from worshiping the Lord as they saw in the scriptures. And so they came to America so that they could worship God. And that's why they said they didn't want a state religion. It wasn't that they didn't want people worshiping God. They didn't want Catholics telling Baptists that they couldn't worship. They didn't want Baptists telling Catholics that they couldn't worship. That wasn't what they were interested in. They were looking for freedom of worship. And so you will find that we have that liberty in America. Let's make sure we avail ourselves of the freedom that God has given to us, and not use that freedom as a license to sin, but realize that we have been set free from the bondages and the traps and the snares that prevented us from doing what God would have us to do in the first place. So anyway, happy Independence Day to you, and we'll look forward to celebrating with our family and friends tomorrow. And I pray that you have a great, great time off. And I want to encourage you to do something. If you run across a first responder, a police officer, a fireman, if you run across someone that's served or is serving in the armed forces, why don't you tell them thank you for your service, and let them know that you're praying for them. A week ago Sunday, I had just a little bit of a testimony time on Sunday night. And, one of the people in the congregation testified that there was a first responder that, lives in their neighborhood, and they always make it a matter of, prayer to pray for that individual. And, one of the family members had told this person, hey, we want you to know that we are praying for you. We're praying for your safety. and something horrific happened to that individual, and they encountered the other member of the household, and they said, thank you for praying. Thank you for praying, because if it wasn't for people praying, I probably wouldn't be here right now. So that's a pretty good praise report. So we are going to be in Psalm 43 today, Psalm 43. And whenever you read Psalm 43, always, I'm not going to read it for you here on the program, but Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 have a repetitive phrase that keeps showing up in both of these psalms. So I want to share that with you. That particular passage is, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. You will see that in Psalm 43, verse number 5. You will find it in Psalm 42, verse number 11. You will also find it in verse number 5. But Psalm 43 is what we're going to focus on today. So I'm going to try and just focus on this passage. And it says in verse number 1, vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. You are the strength, you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. I can tell you exactly when I preached this message in 1996 at Merit Assembly of God. I was preaching through this, and there was an episode that happened with my wife's health, and I said, you know what? If just preaching one message on that touched a raw nerve with the devil to launch such an attack on my wife's health, I'm going to preach an entire revival over it. And I preached a revival at my own church. I focused on this, vindicate me, O God. Vindicate me, O God. And there was five aspects of that definition of that word in the Hebrew that I could look. And one is, God, I want you to judge me. I want you to judge me. Now, that's something that you won't hear the world talking about very much. You will hear the world say, hey, don't judge. Who are you to judge me? Well, let me give you a little story about that. The thing is not that we're not supposed to make judgments. We are supposed to make righteous judgments. And our humanity can tend to get in the way of that, sometimes without us even being aware of it. So I try to be real with you here on the radio program. So I'm just going to tell you, there was a situation that I was praying about a week and a half ago. I was at the church, and there was a situation, and it just rubbed me the wrong way. And there were many reasons why it rubbed me the wrong way. And so I felt like I was pretty confident in that situation. It had to do with some other people, not what they had done to me, but what they had done to themselves. And so I was feeling, I wasn't feeling anger towards them. I was feeling remorse for them, if you want to be honest with you. And I felt pretty good about myself, and it had to do with things that were going on with them physically and stuff like that. And about that time, I reached down and picked up a brownie. that was left over from our Father's Day lunch, and I put that brownie in my mouth. And all of a sudden, as I was eating that brownie, the conviction of the Holy Spirit came over me. Not that there's anything wrong with brownies, but I'm trying to lose weight. And all of a sudden, God let me know that what I had just done was undermined the mission that I wanted to accomplish in keeping a healthy and sound temple of the Holy Spirit for my God. And the way he addressed it in my life, I'm just telling you this to let you know that I believe that God is much more concerned about the things that go on in our life than what we think he is. And so, vindicate me, oh God, judge me, see if there's, and so God said, so let me get this straight. You feel bad about what they're doing with their body, but you feel good about the shape that your body is in as you're eating this brownie. And it was like, and this is what I did. I literally bowed my head and said, doggone. It was like, oh my goodness. And I said, God, I'm sorry. I repent. And would you help me to lead by example and how to, God, you judge me, because when God judges, he judges in righteous judgments. He knows everything that is going on. And so many times we find in our world right now that there are many people who want to make judgments based on emotions, not upon the Word of God. They want to make judgments upon their partial set of facts instead of the full set of truths that God knows. They want to make a judgment for what is advantageous to them rather than what is right or what even their position has been before. There's a whole lot of hypocrisy that goes on when people are judging one another. So my standard is not the standard of Bob. When we are saying, judge me, O God, God is saying, I will judge you according to my word, because his word is eternal. It is going to stand forever. And so I would be very cautious if I'm making a judgment and it is not based upon the word of God. Okay. So the David here doesn't try, or the psalmist, these are actually the sons of Korah in Psalm 42. The psalmist here does not try to avoid judgment. He appeals to God to judge. That's one of the meanings of the word that is there that means vindicate. It also means discipline me, give me the correction, the empowerment that I need to live differently from this point forward. Because if we're going to ask God for judgment, there are two possible judgments. We could either be guilty and therefore need correction, or we could be not guilty. And what I have found is that there's a whole lot of Bob that still needs to be filtered out so that God can shine for his glory in my life. There's also the correction. If there is a punishment that is necessary, David literally at one point in time said, when he had sinfully took a census of the people, which was something he was forbidden by law to do. There was another time where he was trying to move the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and he did it the way the Philistines did it, on a cart, and his friend Uzzah reached out his hand, touched the Ark of the Covenant to stabilize it when the oxen stumbled, and he died. And he found out he was doing it contrary to the way that God had instructed it. Okay, and so when there's correction that is necessary, David had this: let me fall into the hands of God, and not into the hands of men. Do you know that it's a wonderful thing for God to speak to us and say, hey, I've got a still small voice that I would love to speak into your life. I know a person that had an experience. It wasn't me, that had an experience. They worked for a boss, and their boss was had given them an instruction on what to do. The boss was a pretty laid back boss, very civil. That's my personality. I wasn't the boss, by the way. The boss would come in and say, this is what I want done, and would expect that what he wanted done would get done. There was another employee in the mix that was in between the chain of command, and they had a very loud personality, a very boisterous personality, and they'd come from a military background where they were used to issuing orders, and when those orders were given, they expected their orders to be followed. And so they told this person to do something different than the boss had told them. And when the person said, well, that's not the way that the boss said that they wanted it done, this person said, blah, 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 blah. And they got very loud, and they said, do it this way. And so when the pastor came back to that person and it wasn't done the way that they wanted it done, they said, now I understand that the other person's personality. And so if that's the type of personality that you respond to, I can be that. Do you want me to deal with you in a calm tone of voice? Do you want me to deal with you like a mature adult? Or do you want me to raise my voice louder than that person raised their voice so that you actually know who the ultimate authority here? And that person said, you know what? I'm just going to do whatever you want me to do, however you want me to do it, whenever you want me to do it. That's the way. I don't want you having to yell at me to accomplish it. And I tell you that story today to tell you that God is not up in heaven waiting with a big spiritual 2x4 to bat us into oblivion for our disobedience. His Holy Spirit is speaking in a still small voice so that you and I can hear, this is the way, walk in it. A little over a week ago, My wife and I, we went away. We had some hotel points, and so we went and we got a hotel stay, and it didn't cost us any money. Free works really well for me, and we were actually out. Went to dinner. It was a time just to get away. She's been in rehabbing from surgery, and it's been quite a lengthy process, and so we were going out to get her exercise, and we went into a retail establishment where all of the employees were connected with earpieces, and I could tell from conversations that I was having when there was someone speaking in a still small voice into their earpiece, because they would pay more attention to the still small voice in their ear than what they were than the person that was actually standing right in front of us. Would it be okay with you if God chose to speak to us in the still small voice of correction? You see, he's done that through his word. His word is right there. Many people are looking for the specific will of God. Should I have this job? Should I be in relationship with this person? What should I do here? And in the meantime, they are stumbling and violating all over the place the already general revealed will of God that is in his word. And if you're not going to pay attention to the will of God as it's already revealed, what what are you concerned about with whether or not he answers you the way that you want to? Jeremiah had some people, and they said, we need you to go and hear from God for us so that we know whether to go or whether to stay. And Jeremiah said, you've made a grave mistake, because I know you. And if I come back and tell you something other than what you want to hear, then you're going to rebel against God. You're going to be mad at me. And they said, oh, no, that's not the way it's going to be. Whatever you tell us to do, that's what we're going to do. Jeremiah comes back. They didn't like what they heard, and they rebelled against that. And Jeremiah said, I told you, you've made a grave mistake. And so it's not that God does not want to reveal, you know, this is the job for you, this is the relationship that I have for you, this is the house or the car, any of that sort of stuff. He very much does. But he also wants you to learn to hear his voice. So God, you judge me, you correct me, you discipline me. And then there were two other things. And to be honest with you, I still remember the struggle. I actually talked to an English teacher, and the two other definitions in the concordance at that time for this word, the first one was revenge, and the second one was avenge. Now, avenge is something that you hear quite a bit now. Marvel's Avengers have become quite popular. But let's talk about revenge just a moment. Revenge is when there is something that has been done to me, and I want to get revenge on that person because of the action that they have done. And I want to caution you. I was watching a movie the other night. It's an old movie. It's just a cute movie. It's got a couple of unnecessary elements in it. But it's a cute movie. I was watching the Princess Bride, and it was a late night. I mean, I don't care how many channels they have on television. A lot of times there's just nothing really good to watch on television. And so one of the characters in that has spent his whole life seeking out to get revenge for this person killing his father when he was a child. And at the end, it looks like he is going to get right to the brink of it, and he's going to fail right at the last minute. He has a miraculous health recovery because he's so driven by revenge, and he ends up killing the person who killed his father. And he makes this interesting declaration after that, and he says to another person, he said, I have been in the revenge business for so long that I don't know what I want to do now. You see, if you are constantly in a retaliation mode for they did this to me, therefore I'm going to do that, and then they say, well, what they did is worse than what I did, so now I've got to want to, you end up in this endless cycle, and the scripture says that vengeance doesn't belong to us. Vengeance belongs to God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. And so, you know, if the enemy has done something horrible to you, for the sons of Korah here, it talks about that enemies have reproached, and there's a great deal of conflict. And so whenever you cry out to God and say, God, they've done this, would you get revenge for the things that the devil has done? And you can rest assured that anything that the devil's done to you, God is going to more than compensate for the bad that has been done to you. That's not the part that troubled me. I can commit to God. But the part that I got excited about was the avenging part. The avenging part. And so I looked up in the word avenge and revenge in the dictionary, and I couldn't find too much distinction in the dictionary. So I had an English teacher in my church at the time. I went and I said, hey, can you help me out? What is the big distinction between avenge and revenge. And she couldn't help me out either. So I didn't get much of an answer there. And so I said, God, there's a distinction here. I want you to help me to understand, because it was, you judge me, you correct me, you discipline me, get revenge for the things that the devil has done. And God, this avenge thing, I want to understand that so I can walk in the light of that as well. And you can take this or leave it. You can do with it whatever you want, but I'll just give you the answer that God gave me. An avenge is when God does something on your behalf to the enemy, not because the enemy's already done it to you, simply because he thought about doing it to you. And God said, I'm going to avenge you because you walk in covenant with me. I'll turn the devil's curses into your blessings. There are plans that the devil has had. There has been protection that God put in place that has kept you in a safe place from the attacks of the enemy. And that is just an absolutely glorious place to be, where God is not just reacting to the devil's actions, but he is actively acting to invade the kingdom of darkness so that your path is a smooth path, is a good path, is a not a lonely path, but it is a path that you journey with him. And so to tell you a little bit about what went on with my wife had, she fell off of a ladder, back in 1997, and, she, went and got checked out, and they said, well, good news, you haven't been damaged, but we think that we found a health problem in another part of your body. And so they checked for that. And, they said, well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is we didn't find the problem we thought we were going to find when we ran this test, but we think we found another problem. And she was standing in faith, and so she went for the other test, and they came out and they said, well, we didn't find the problem that we thought we were going to find. We don't really know what's going on. Go your way. You're healthy. Have a great life. That's the way that it went. I'm here to tell you today that God in Psalm 43 can answer the prayer, vindicate me, O God. Let him be your vindicator today. Let him judge you, correct you, discipline you, revenge and avenge everything the enemy has for you. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.